Well, it's been our practice from the beginning for the elders of the church to give a short account of what we've been up to. And here we are at our 8th anniversary. And today we can look back and give the Lord God all the glory and thanks for all that he's done for us in the year that is past. And we also look toward the year that lies ahead, confident that he who changeth not is with us and has promised not to forsake us. There have been no additions or subtractions to our members and regular adherents, and our little Sunday school continues to thrive, which is a source of joy and encouragement to us. Attendance at both Lord's Day and midweek meetings continues to be reassuringly high, though some of our members are now only able to join meetings via the video conferencing facility. Last year I said that the majority of us were wearing the badges that come with advancing years. Well, I can say this year that these badges have been joined by a few long service and good combat medals. And yet we continue in sweet and loving fellowship with our Lord and one with another. We continue to enjoy the fellowship of the many visitors who attend while on holiday in this part of Cornwall. We've been blessed with a visiting minister at least one Lord's Day each month, and we are truly grateful and greatly blessed by the 19 sister churches spread across this country and for sparing their gifted men to preach and teach here, and also for their prayers, their encouragement, their love and their support. We continue to support those concerns and organisations that the Lord has brought into the life of this church, namely the Roundwood Trust, the Trinitarian Bible Society and its Southwest Auxiliary, the Bible League, and North Road Chapel's production of the Link magazine. Door-to-door or street work remains impractical presently for us. However, invitations to our recent Christmas services were again posted by hand through 350 doors in the immediate surrounding area. And the personal evangelism of members has brought family, friends and neighbours to our services. And in addition, we've posted once or twice some information, some news in the local press. So in many ways, it seems that the year past, with the exception of our little Sunday school, has been one of mostly standing still for Carrick Free Baptist Church. But this does not at all mean that it has been a time of inertia. We have seen answers to prayers, but along with the triumphs have come the times of tribulation and testing. With the ups have come the downs. Yet along the way, we have also known a good measure of peace, joy, and contentment. And thus can say with the apostle, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We can glory in tribulations because we know that they are sent not merely to prove us, but also to bless, and because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, through which we can know the sufficiency of God in every trial. Our Heavenly Father knows. His grace is sufficient. He will not fail us. Faith rejoices in grace. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ that makes sweet the bitter waters of Marah, such that come storm or calm, we have been enabled to rest, not on our emotions or our experiences, but on God's unchanging faithfulness to us. Standing on the banks of the Red Sea, with no way of retreat and seemingly no way forward, Moses told the Israelites of old to fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Whereupon the Lord commanded them to go forward. Thus, encouraged, refreshed, and strengthened in the Lord Jesus Christ, may we at Carrick Free Baptist Church and all our dear sister churches go forward from here in faith, in hope, in the love of God. For this is not our resting place. Amen.
Amen.